Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this Easter weekend. We had a good show for you this week. Actually, the first item that we're going to come out of the show with is an interview that we did, one of many, with the late Gilbert Gottfried. We lost Gilbert this past week, a shock to millions of fans of his all across the country. And we're going to play that interview in tribute to our friend and comedian, Gilbert Gottfried. Also on the show, Bo Derek will be joining us. Actor Greg Grunberg will be here from all the Star Trek movies. The Dog Whisperer, Cesar Millan, will be on the program. Colonel Oliver North, he's going to be here to talk about a brand new book he has out. And then Joyce Brewer will be joining us to talk about parenting. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause only momentarily. We'll be back with our tribute to Gilbert Gottfried.
March is National Essential Tremor Awareness Month, the most common movement disorder. It's characterized by involuntary progressive tremor, especially in the hands. It affects an estimated 7 million Americans. This is why it's important to raise awareness and make ET the talk of the town this month and beyond. Essential tremor can disrupt a person's daily activities, including eating, dressing, and speaking. ET can worsen over time. The unpredictability of ET can also lead to stress, anxiety, and sometimes depression. An estimated 70% of the people with ET are undiagnosed, misdiagnosed, or untreated. If you or a loved one is experiencing any of these symptoms, it can be helpful to speak with your doctor. Continued medical research is needed to develop new effective therapies for ET. One company investigating potential treatments is Praxis Precision Medicines. They're currently conducting clinical trials which evaluate the safety and efficacy of new potential medical treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be an option for you. To learn more about ET, visit EssentialTremor.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
You're listening to Ron Sedgy today, and we're going to start this week's show off with a tribute to a very funny man. We lost Gilbert Gottfried last week. It was a shock to so many of his fans and us in the entertainment industry. We interviewed him several times on our show, and what we're going to do right now is play an interview that we did with him, one of many, when he was on The Apprentice. And when you listen to this, you will hear why he was such a delight to be with. A funny man, Gilbert Gottfried. Back live all across the USA and around the world, you're with Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest, he was in my studio many years back at Universal Studios in Florida. He's one of the funniest guys out there. Started at a young age of 15 and rapidly became known around New York City as the comedian's comedian. And he's part of the 14th season of The Apprentice that's going to be premiering. Joining us right now is a very funny man, Gilbert Gottfried. Hi, Gilbert. How you doing?
Hi. But I signed the confidentiality agreement, so I can't say that I'm on Celebrity Apprentice. I can't tell you what channel it's on. I can't tell you who else is on it.
But can you tell us who the person or the organization you're working for? I mean, can you squeak that out?
I'm working for Autism Speaks. And the way I got involved in that is because in the New York Times, I read an article, out of nowhere I saw it, that some guy had an autistic son who he couldn't communicate with, but his son was a big fan of Aladdin, and he loved the parrot. So the father one day put on a parrot puppet and started talking in my voice as Iago, and conversation.
I heard that. I read that somewhere. I thought that was amazing. That was a few months back I read that, something on AOL, and that was sensational. And what a tribute to you and your voice.
Yeah, I mean, for once, my voice was used for good instead of evil.
Kilmer, let me ask you something. I have asked this to just about every successful person that has gone on Celebrity Apprentice, and I would love to have your take on it. Here you are, a very successful star, starting with Saturday Night Live, The Cosby Show. You've been on so many voiceovers, and, of course, Problem Child, Problem Child 2.
Oh, and podcast now called Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, that you could hear on GilbertGottfried.com and subscribe to it on SideshowNetwork.tv and iTunes. And my Twitter is RealGilbert.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, you sound like Bob Hope when he used to go on the Tonight Show and say, I want to tell you all about my special coming up.
Yeah, I tell you something. I got a new Bob Hope with Christmas special, and then I'm going on tour with the troops.
But let me tell you.
And then he would always get up before the interview was over and go, well, I got to get back to filming that special down the hall.
You know, I can't believe you said that. His jacket was always real tight. He'd get up, button that jacket, and say, yeah, I got to get back to this. We're working real hard. Probably went down and had a couple of milkshakes somewhere. The real question is, how do you put up with a successful entity like yourself? And I've asked this to everybody, Ben Jillette, Cindy Lauper, and listen to the abuse that you take. I know, you know, it's for a great cause, a $250,000 bonus check that goes to Autism Speaks. I may not be successful as you from the standpoint of how much money I got, but I certainly got it there by myself.
I was mainly invited on the show to feed that thing that lives on Donald's head. you gotta make sure not to put your hand too close to its mouth.
Are you gonna handle his criticism? And you certainly have the ability to get back at that stuff quickly.
Oh yeah, he can be. And what I love about that show is like everyone starts turning on each other, screaming at each other, and you feel like taking each one of them aside. Like, you know, of course, no matter how well you do, you're not really going to be running Trump Enterprises after this.
Yeah, I think some of those people really believe the press releases on that show, you know, thinking that, oh boy, I'm really going to become part of this organization.
Oh yeah, they think they're going to have an entire floor to themselves. It's like, no, then it moves on to the next season, and it's someone else. It's the maid from the Jeffersons.
Or it's Aunt B. Or... Trying to remember what you were at Universal Studios for several years ago. Was it for Problem Child, or were you making an appearance for USA Up All Night?
Oh, God, I don't know. That would be one of the two, either the Problem Child release or USA Up All Night.
No, I got to tell you something. You are hilarious. I mean, I don't know how the heck you do it. I mean, you are like a bizarre approach to Don Rickles. I mean, when you're in a group that improvises, I mean, let's face it, and I know that you did some of the early promos for MTV in an improvised environment, but it's so quick. I mean, where do you get the humor from? I mean, is your family funny? Or are they in the insurance business? Or what's the story there?
Well, I can honestly say I'm no longer in the insurance business. I don't know about my family, but I sure as hell am not in the insurance business anymore.
I loved your role as Sidney Bernstein in Beverly Hills Cops 2. To this very day, I laugh at this thing, and I've seen it a million times.
And that was a scene where it was written out. It was a very brief scene, and it was just going to be, we have these parking tickets, and, here's $100 to keep it quiet. And that was the scene.
Yeah.
So I just ignored that and just started making up whatever popped into my head, and Eddie Murphy started making up stuff, and we were just having fun. during that filming, and that was great. That comes across on screen.
The chemistry was absolutely perfect. Now, can you announce who some of the other celebrity contestants are on Celebrity Apprentice this year, or that confidentiality statement got you really nailed?
And I can't say I'm on Celebrity Apprentice either. But if I were able to, then I would make up something like Johnny Damon, Seek Hansen, Kevin Jonas, Lorenzo Lamas, Tara Lowens, Geraldo Rivera, and Ian Ziering, and Kate Gosselin, and Vivica A. Fox, and Lisa Gibbons, and Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Wow. For just making up a bunch of names, that was superb, Gilbert. Well, you ought to be a politician. I mean, you just came off the cuff with those names. I would have never been able to come up with that many names of, you know, just people off the street.
I made it up because I can't say who's really on the show because I signed a confidentiality agreement.
And you know, being in this business, that the confidentiality agreement really binds you, as you can witness here with Gilbert's security that he won't announce any other of the contestants.
I loved how top secret this was, that like a year ago, people were saying to me, so you're going to be on Celebrity Apprentice? And I go, no, I can't say whether I am or not.
Because you signed a confidential agreement.
Yes.
This season's going to be hilarious with you on it. I mean, I hope the heck that you make it all the way to the end, because you're going to keep this thing hotter than anything.
Yes, I'm the whole reason the show is still on the air. And I hope if I'm successful on this, then I can move on to that other show, that celebrity, remember that celebrity high diving show?
Yes.
That was on for a week.
Yeah, and you could be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Oh, you're a hoot. Well, Gilbert, we're going to be watching. It's the 14th season of the Celebrity Apprentice. We are going to be here rooting for our guest, Gilbert Godfrey, who is representing Autism Speak. Hey, Gilbert, come back later on in the season.
Thank you. Oh, and on the 17th, I'll be on Anger Management, an episode of Anger Management with Charlie Sheen.
The 17th?
Yes.
Okay. We will be watching.
He paid me with hookers and cocaine. Hey, so,
so apparently you got a raise for doing this gig, right?
Yes.
Thanks, Gilbert. We'll be watching you. What a hoot. Our guest has been our friend Gilbert Godfrey. He's going to be on Celebrity Apprentice, then on Anger Management with Charlie Sheen on the 17th. Hey, Gilbert, thanks for joining us, my friend.
My podcast is Gilbert Godfrey's Amazing Colossal Podcast on GilbertGodfrey.com.
Alias Bob Hope is Gilbert Godfrey this week.
Yeah, I want to tell you.
Let me tell you. And you're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Oh, here.
Your trip. Today, remembering Gilbert Godfrey. We'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. You talk about beauty and brains and talent. You got our next guest. You guessed it. And I know she gained a lot of notoriety being recognized as a 10. I go a little bit higher than that to a 12. Joining us right now is Bo Derek. Hi, Bo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for joining us. Nice to have you back. It's been some years since you've been with us, and it's good to have you back on our show.
Here.
Well,
there.
We got a lot.
With you.
Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate it. I normally don't have pretty girls tell me that, you know, so that. now,
I'm sure.
You have a lot of things to talk about. This great thing that you're doing that is called American Hometown Heroes. Tell us about this, Bo, because I think this is sensational.
I've been working with our disabled veterans for over 10 years through the Department of Veterans Affairs and chairing their rehabilitation events, which are the wheelchair games, the winter games, the summer games. But here's a situation where independent Yellow Pages across the country in 49 states have gotten together and organized. They don't require any funds from anybody. None of our tax dollars. They just simply offer, if any veteran goes to hometownheroes.org, they will be directed to their local independent Yellow Page company and provided business planning, free advertising in the Yellow Pages to start up their small business or offer their services and to help them get employment when they come home. And I love the idea that it's a group of entrepreneurs who came together and said, we want to do this because we want to do this, not because they get anything out of it. And I think that employment is high among our returning American heroes, and here's a link in that coming home and getting to work that I think private industry can provide better than a government agency and even probably a big nonprofit organization. And I hope that maybe other businesses can be inspired to do this and find a way to organize and provide these kind of services to these Americans who deserve everything we can give them.
Boy, amen to that. You know, it's amazing to me, and I'm sure that you have found this on all of your work with veterans, is the fact that here are these people, men and women, go out and defend our freedom, and they come back to not only a economic condition in this country, which is suffering, but they come back to one that's even more so because they've been out of the workforce for so long, and employers say, hey, you know, we're looking for somebody with experience, and here are these people who the only reason they don't have the experience is because they're protecting our freedom.
But at the same time, and this is what employers should know, these are the highly disciplined Americans, and their experience and their training and what they can bring to any business is invaluable, I think.
Yes, you're right. You know, we were on a road trip not too long ago, and the driver of the coach I was in was a former veteran. And, well, not a former, a veteran. And I said, why are you driving this coach? And he said, well, it's because it's the only job I had. In the 10, 12 days we were on that coach, I have to tell you something, Bo, this guy was most responsible, courteous, knowledgeable, and he, not to put down driving a coach as a bad job, but certainly was underneath his qualifications. And I just couldn't get over that, because here's a guy whose dedication, whose upmanship, it was right there, and he was driving a bus.
You know, maybe he, in the future, he can start his own transportation company, go to the VA or some of these nonprofit groups, get a small business loan, and then use Hometown Heroes to provide that interim service to start a business.
Yeah, what a great way to turn that around. I have to admit that that's a great incentive, and the way you phrased it is probably the best way it could be said. Off the subject for just a moment. Your image as a number 10 in that movie, have you ever been able to go someplace and someone not ask you about that? I mean, I feel kind of funny even bringing it up, but I will. And but the fact is that it's such a, I mean, it's like Elvis Presley combined with Hound Dog. You just can't, you know, you think of one, you think of the other. I mean, is that ever become a hindrance that you just want to go to the mall and look like, not like a person that's in the movies and as beautiful as you are?
Thank you. You know, it was such a gift in my life that I've always realized it was a pretty small price to pay. If I could have all the perks and benefits from having been in that movie, but I can't go to the beach anymore, I can't walk around the mall, I'm fine with it, and I always have been. I've always seen the other benefits that were provided.
Yeah, and again, I say that though, with all due respect, because I'm sure you're tired of being asked those kind of questions.
No, I don't mind at all.
I'm sure every guy in the world or woman who interviews you is going to bring that up, and me, I just want to fit in the mold and do the same thing.
You know, fortunately, I've always had a really good private life, so I don't need to. I've never had the need to go out and party all night or go to hot spots and be hassled.
Yeah.
I could give those up very easily.
Yeah, you know what? After you've done this for a while, Bo, and I can appreciate what you're saying, is that you just, home looks mighty fine sometimes. Now, going back to the American Hometown Heroes, if they want to learn more, all of our people that are listening to us, where can they do that?
AmericanHometownHeroes.org. And you will be directed to your local independent Yellow Page company who has already committed to provide this service free of charge and help you get your business and reach directly. It's the best way to reach your consumer and your potential clients is through your local community phone book.
Yeah, and as you alluded to before, this is so important, and you've got some great people with you, as I mentioned earlier, Ann Margaret, Diane Cannon, John Corbett, yourself. Any others? Not that you need any after that list.
Yes, we do. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but yes, and we've got some heavy brass in the military. The Department of Veterans Affairs jumped right on this. When it was first just a notion, I put them in touch with the Hometown Heroes Group, in touch with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and they pushed it along right away. They saw what an important service this would be to our veterans. So it was inspiring to see all these groups that normally there's so much red tape, so many, you know, so much research involved. Let's everybody talk about this for years before we move. I mean, it was up and running in probably 10 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's great. That goes to show the support from the private sector. That's phenomenal. And if you get a chance, please participate in this very good cause. AmericanHometownHeroes.com is the website. Bo, if you ever get down to Orlando, Florida, let us know. We'd love to have you as a guest.
Thank you. I'd love to.
Oh, let's do it. And stay lovely as always, dear.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Bo.
Okay,
bye-bye. The very lovely and talented, nice woman, very nice woman, Bo Derek. And we all remember her as a number 10 running on the beach in that famous movie that made her so popular. You're listening to Ron Segi today. We are all across the USA and around the world and on our internet site, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. Check us out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the length of the war in his country and the number of Ukrainians killed will be decided by how quickly its friends supply the country with weapons and enforce an oil embargo against Russia. Oleksandr Vilkul, head of Ukraine's military administration, told CBS News that they can't win the war without more weapons.
We need fighter jets, tanks, missiles, the whole spectrum of weapons.
The White House says another $800 million in weapons should arrive in Ukraine soon. The Kremlin warned the U.S. in a diplomatic note, doing that could bring unpredictable consequences. 10 people were shot, 2 others are hurt in a shooting at a South Carolina mall. 3 people have been detained. Authorities don't believe the shooting was random. Wall Street was closed on Friday due to the holiday. However, for the week, it closed in the red. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with Extendover.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The U.S. USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been with us several times over the years, and we're glad that he's back with us talking about so many things that he does in his life. He's quite the guy, and as I was listening to one of his interviews a few weeks back, I mentioned the fact that he is what is known as a working actor, somebody who is always on the go, and we're going to talk to him about some new ventures he's got and some of the things that he's had in the past. Joining us right now is Greg Grunberg. Hey, Greg, how you doing? Nice to hear your voice again. Welcome back.
Thank you. And speaking of voices, I miss your voice. You have the greatest voice, Ron. I'm sorry. I have to point that out. Every time we do this, I'm always just like, man, this guy's got the voice.
I appreciate that. The other day I was at the Oak Ridge Boys concert and backstage talking to the guys, and Richard Sturban, who's their bass singer, he and I were talking, and he's got this voice that is like in the basement, and I felt like Minnie Mouse next to him. You know, I told my wife, it's very intimidating talking to this guy, but thank you for the compliment, Greg. That's very, very nice.
No, I appreciate it. I do a lot of voiceover stuff. I did voiceovers on The Caregiver as well, my new series, and it's like I find myself, you know, trying to stay out of that. You just have this, like, great level, you know what I mean? Like, people fall into that radio voice, and it's a gift. It's awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's very kind of you. And, boy, you have done a ton of things. Let me just run down the tip of the iceberg, okay? You were in Star Wars, Force Awakens, The Rise of Skywalker, Castle Rock. The list goes on. Felicity, you've made appearances on, Heroes, and you talk about so many things that you've done with, of course, voiceover work on many, many projects, The Rookies. But this is a very interesting show that you have on YouTube called The Caregiver. And as I mentioned before, I was listening to a previous interview that we did, and you started an organization called TalkAboutIt.org. And this is a very unique thing and something that hits really close to your home. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned all these projects. I've done a bunch of things as an actor, and I always try and throw myself into the work that I do. And this one, I'm, 1,000% in. Like you mentioned, our oldest son, Jake, who's an adult, you know, he's 26. He has epilepsy, and so we've been on this journey. And ever since it started, when he was 7 years old, I've realized there needs to be a spokesperson. There needs to be a voice. There's such a stigma attached. And more than anything, we need to talk about it. So I started TalkAboutIt.org. And along the journey, you know, I've partnered with various people and celebrities to get the word out and talk about this. And I've partnered now with Jazz Pharmaceuticals, which is just this amazing group. They care so much about the patients and the caregivers. And we realized together that caregivers need as much attention as anybody. That we need to be recognized. And through the caregivers, talking to each other, we can learn more about what each other is going through. We can glean little bits of information. And no two situations are the same. But what we've done is I've gone out now, and I spend time with other caregivers, and I learn about the people in their family that are affected by rare forms of epilepsy. What I first do is I get to take that caregiver, and we do something that they enjoy. Caregivers usually will put something on the back burner because obviously they're caring, you know, something that they care about. Let's say they're into antique cars or art, or, you know, they love to paint or something. They'll put that on the back burner because they're caring for their loved one. So I take them for that day of care, you know, you could say, and we film it. And while we're enjoying a vintage car or painting or whatever, we're talking about our experiences as a caregiver, and it is just so therapeutic. It's so wonderful, and then we cut these episodes down, and if you go to thecaregiverseries.com, you can watch the episodes. We have more episodes coming. We're shooting more episodes, and I have already, this thing launched just a short time ago. I get more people that stop me right now, not more than Star Wars or Heroes or any of that stuff yet, but it's getting there. There's so many people that are really, you know, they're identifying with it. They thank me. And it's great fun. I mean, it's not like, you know, these aren't depressing episodes. These are uplifting, and they're hopeful. And it's been just an amazing journey so far.
Well, you know, I got to be very candid with you. It was very refreshing for me to watch this. I have a member of the family that, you know, occasionally becomes very ill, and I know how difficult it is. I always say there's two victims to every kind of illness, the person who's suffering it and the person who's taking care of the person who's suffering it. And when I'm watching it, I'm starting to get a little relieved, to be very candid with you. Now, you talk about the things that you are doing. You have this episode here where you're talking to a family of four, and it's a son and a daughter and a husband and wife look to be, like, very prominent. I'm a beautiful home. You're sitting by their pool. I was pretty taken up because I'm a car buff of the white 62 Cadillac convertible that you guys were riding in. Since my father had one, I know. But you realize that in an illness, you know, knows no profit and loss statement, doesn't know any success stories. It strikes when it strikes. And I know that you have...
And by the way, you brought up a good point, how it affects everyone. Everyone in the family, you feel like you're the only one going through this. People, a lot of times, especially with epilepsy or seizures, they don't want to talk about it. You know, they feel like, oh, the other people aren't going to understand. And that is true in certain situations. So the more we talk about it, the more people around you know what to do in case you have a seizure. Like, you know, throughout our whole journey, we've always talked to teachers, Jake's coaches. Jake takes Taekwondo. He's a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo. And,
right.
Jake, and by the way, Jake's doing really well. He's, you know, he's a success story. He's living life really well with epilepsy, even though epilepsy is a terrible thing and it can strike at any time. It's one of those things where the whole family feels like it's very dark unless you're talking about it with other people. You know, everybody, you deal with things, a little bit of humor helps, you know, in the worst situations, and it's something, like my podcast talk about it. It's the same thing. It's like, you can listen to something like this. It's not depressing. Everybody's got something.
Right.
You know, that was the thing, is that realize the same thing that I realized. It's like, this is universal. Everybody can identify with it, and I'm so glad that you're getting something out of it. You know, whether you know somebody who's going through something and everybody knows somebody, right, unfortunately. And it doesn't have to be specifically epilepsy to enjoy the Caregiver series.
Oh, no. It's applicable to many, many situations. I remember in grade school there was a young girl. Well, she would be young in grade school, and she had epilepsy, and she had these seizures. And, of course, you know, when you're in second, third grade and you see that happening, it's very frightening. And, you know, kids are tough enough the way it is, let alone having to go through that. And I felt so sorry for her because, again, you know, growing up is a tough deal, you know, especially the formative years. And when you grow up and people are looking at you like you're, you know, strange because of this, it's very difficult. I felt so bad for her.
It's also something that you know, it's scary unless you see it. Once you see it, then you realize, oh, this person, it's a seizure, and they're only going to hurt themselves most of the time with the trauma of falling and hitting their head or something. So it's important to know what to do and what not to do, and it's very simple. You never stick anything in their mouth. You put them on their side and let the seizure ride itself out, because most of the time they're going to come out of it and they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, so it's those little things in conversation. Again, when you talk about these things, they become less frightening, and that's in the Caregiver series, what we're trying to do is just talk to each other and share stories, and it's been wonderful. And again, I just encourage everyone to go to thecaregiverseries.com. I really think you're going to get something out of it.
Yeah, I agree. And I tell you, I did that, and I really enjoyed it. I can't wait for more episodes to come out. Again, it's thecaregiverseries.com, the website. You go there, you see the series, and you learn a little bit about, well, you learn a lot about life in general. In the minutes we have left here, because I know you're on a busy schedule, I understand that the Comic-Cons are back in Anaheim this year.
Yes, Star Wars Celebration, all the Comic, by the way, all the Comic-Cons all over the world are back, and by the way, for Armed Forces, we did a USO tour with my band, but it was virtual, and it just killed me to not be out there and not, you know, go on a real USO tour. So I'm hoping that we get to actually do that with my band. It's called the Action Figures Band, so hopefully everything is opening up again, you know, carefully. But Comic-Cons are back. I'm working like crazy. I'm doing 25 words or less, this game show, and I'm shooting a new series in Arizona. You know, hopefully we're all getting back to normal.
Life is good. We'll have to have you come back, talk about those ventures, and we'll have to talk about your band, because I have one too, so we can take notes, okay? We can share notes. We can maybe push on a couple of good ideas that we can use. Greg, it's always good talking with you.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. And the caregiverseries.com is where to go. Greg, thanks for joining us. Don't be a stranger, my friend.
Oh, never. Thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you. What a nice man he is. And I tell you something, a very prolific actor, and I didn't realize this, but a musician, too. That's Greg Grunberg. There's more to come now, live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. I love when our next guest is here. He's a fascinating individual. He is a 3-time Emmy-nominated star of many hit television shows, and he's got a new show. It's called Cesar Millan, Better Human, Better Dog. Joining us right now, it's Cesar Millan. Hi, Cesar. How are you? Nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you. Appreciate it for having me again. Thank you.
As I mentioned in the introduction, a fascinating gentleman. This all-new 10-part series brings pet owners that have some challenges, and you, for some reason, finds a way to do it with your theory on how to take care of a dog. But I would assume during this pandemic there was a lot of adoptions. People wanted dogs. They wanted company. They wanted somebody to keep them sane during these crazy times. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody goes back to work. They find themselves dealing with pets that they've left behind now at home. They've got some behavioral problems. And I'm assuming that you're going to address some of those issues on Better Human, Better Dog. I love that title.
Thank you so much. I'm all about training humans, helping them understand, you know, how not to do sending the dog back to the shelter. You know, because since you already took the time to rescue him, you know, let me show you how to keep him at home the rest of his life. And the thing is, you know, most people have a big heart, but they don't have the knowledge at the same level. So my goal is always going to be, you know, knowledgeable dog lover. So that's what makes you a better human, that your knowledge is just as good as your heart. You know, so automatically when you are a better human, the dog becomes better because the dog is a reflection of your knowledge and your heart.
I know that this pandemic, as I alluded to, had a lot of impulse buyers. And I think that happens a lot of times with families where, you know, you buy a dog for the whole family, but that ends up with small children and they just don't know how to take care of it. So myself, my wife, we do that. Is that something to watch for when you're going to adopt a dog, the fact that once you adopt it, you have a responsibility just like a child?
That's why, you know, we have to make sure that we talk to our children, you know, to understand what's the agreement, what's the commitment, what's the responsibility. Parents know when kids are disciplined. Parents know when kids, you know, pitch in the family. You know, it's not about just getting a dog because the kid cries or the kid always dream about having a dog. It's to really study their behavior as well. You know, is my kid disciplined? Is my kid responsible? Is my kid understand, you know, the commitment that it takes? Because, you know, those kids are going to grow and they're going to go to college. Many of them, they're going to go, you know, out. And so what's going to happen to that dog? So it's important that everybody, you know, pays attention to that. Because the dog feels it. You know, the dog knows when humans welcome them at home and then when humans forget about him being at home. You know, everything was good the first 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, the third week, it's only one person in the house that takes him for a walk. It's only one person that feeds him, you know. So what happened to the rest of the pack? So it's super important, you know, to understand what the responsibilities are so we come across as a very committed human.
Susan, that's the reason why I love the name of this new show. It's called Better Human, Better Dog, because just like in any parent situation, you have to have good direction in order to raise a good offspring. You have the Dog Psychology Center, your California ranch, which is huge. Tell us a little about that.
Well, you know, the land means a lot. Your home, it influences a lot in how you feel. You know, when you come home, you want to feel safe. You want to feel peace. This ranch that I created is for that purpose, you know, for people as soon as they walk in to feel the sense of peace, sense of love, you know, and then definitely the community that I have trained over the years. Same time I raised my two kids. So now in the show, you're going to see how my pack helps your pack, how my land helps you, you know, and how the philosophy now makes more sense. You know, when I used to say exercise, discipline, affection, body, mind, heart, trust, respect, love. So now you're going to see how everything works together. How do I work with land, with the community that I have created? And when I say community, it's not just humans. And everybody help you understand connection, communication, and relationship is really what's all about, you know, to live a natural, simple, profound life. So you can go and actually deal with the instability of the world.
I want to tease the audience here a little bit with some of the episodes coming up, if you don't mind. There was a dog that was so aggressive that he blocked paramedics from getting into a home during an emergency. You transformed him so well, he is now a medical companion animal. And then there was another episode that we're going to be watching that really is different because the dog has a issue and now his second owner are newlyweds and they can find their dreams of starting a family. How does a Yorkie become something that helps in childbirth?
You know, the dog is controlling their home, right? So Ducky, you know, the Yorkshire Terrier, is pretty much controlling the relationship. They can't even kiss. They can't even hug, you know. And so if they don't know how to stop or create the behavior they're looking for, unconsciously they transfer that same behavior into a child. Remember, Super Nanny and Dog Whisper, what we address is a dog or a child taking over the household. You know, the other episode you talk about, you know, the guy who had a dog that and paramedics came come and help because he became protective. You know, he was doing a natural behavior. You know, it's actually not natural for a dog to become a therapy dog, right? So that's something that you turn into it so the dog feels that he's helping. he just doesn't know how to help in a therapeutic way, you know. And you were talking about a pit bull named Goliath. And with a guy, they went through so many hard situations. His mom passed away. He developed a tumor in his eye. So, you know, all these catastrophes that are happening to him is making him weaker and weaker and weaker. And the dog is feeling this, you know. And so to the point that he developed seizures, and the dog doesn't allow paramedics to come and help, which it could be detrimental to his health, you know. So always my goal was just to turn that loyalty and that love and that care that dog had to his owner and turn it into, like, something productive. And just didn't know how. That's when I come in.
CJ, I think I asked you this once before. Can you do this to cats?
You know, the thing is with cats is they only give you 10 minutes, so you cannot keep too much with them. You know what I mean? They give you 10 minutes of their time, and then 23 hours and 15 minutes, they don't want to know about you.
They give you 10 minutes, and they charge you for it.
Charge you for the whole day.
That's pretty funny. Now, the show is premiering this Friday, two back-to-back episodes on Nat Geo. And then it's also going to be on Disney Plus, too. Is that correct?
That's correct. Every Wednesday. So right after that, every Wednesday we can watch it on Disney Plus. I'm super excited because, you know, the more eyes on this show, the more the world evolves, the more the world become knowledgeable. And that's really my goal in life, you know, to change the world by making better humans.
Well, my friend, you are a fine example. You really are. The name of the new TV series, which I mentioned before, going to be premiering on Nat Geo this Friday, two back-to-back episodes, is called Cesar Millan, Better Human, Better Dog. Cesar, it is always nice when you are here. Please don't be a stranger. And thank you for what you're doing to our little fuzzy friends.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I will.
Our guest has been Cesar Millan, better known as the Dog Whisperer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. all sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radiospecials. That's MyPillow.com/radiospecials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radiospecials, promo code USA. You know how every house has peculiar odors in it, whether it's cigarette smoke or whether it's fish you fried in the kitchen or just about anything? You can clean everything in the house, but you can't clean the air unless you get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. Now, these are really neat things. They plug into the wall and stay there. The entire unit plugs into the wall. You don't have to take up any counter space, no filters to replace, and they work fast, and they're quiet. There's one right next to me here in the studio. Yeah, they've already sold over 200,000 of them, and you can get the best deal of all. You can save $200 on a Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack, 3 units, one for every stinky room in the house, and save a lot of money. Go to EdenPureDeals.com.